Our district is, the southern end of our district is 2 miles north of the southern border of Mexico. And so we live what's in what law enforcement calls the fatal funnel. So there's a couple major highways that head toward Houston, and we know that to be the human trafficking capital of our nation. That's also where cartels will work to get both people and to get drugs to, and then it's kind of dispersed throughout the nation. Now, of course, there's a lot of different routes. There are business people, but that's one of the major thoroughfares. So our communities are devastated by what's going on at the border. And specifically, I get a text almost every day, every other day from a rancher who, hey, we've had another bailout in our ranch, you know, and what will happen is migrants, you know, these human smugglers will come and they'll plow through fences. Some ranchers are spending six figures just repairing fences constantly, which isn't just the material cost, but it's the opportunity cost as well, because those team members should be doing something else. They, you know, they weren't hired to repair fences for bailouts. And so the ranchers, the farmers in our communities are having to carry that burden, unfortunately, more than the rest of the nation even.